impediment to Tennessee jumping back up and being the number two program. Arkansas, Fortis will go pro. Qualls will probably go pro. They're going to be in a little bit of a rebuild for a while. JW3.
Are you talking about right away? Are you talking about this next season coming up, winning some games?
2 years from now. No, next year, I mean, we'll have to see what he brings in the next. But now he goes out and gets Damian Lee and Tyler Harris and finds a point guard that can play. Tennessee will be right down the middle of the league next year. They won't be down at the bottom, I guarantee you that.
865-200-5402 if you want to get
the
hunt.
There are only going to be two teams next year with overwhelming talent in the league. One of them, I have no problem ceding the championship to Kentucky every year till further notice. But the other team's coached by Johnny Jones. So.
And Vanderbilt will have a nice team next year.
Vanderbilt will be very good. I think Vanderbilt, if forced to pick the SEC next season, I would pick Vanderbilt to finish second.
Back to the phones we go, simply because of the Johnny Jones factor.
Well, because he's an idiot. Yeah, because he's an idiot, and I think Florida's still going to be searching a little bit.
Who in their right mind would trade that goofball, Avery Johnson, for... or trade this guy we hired today for Avery Johnson? Who would do that?
Well, I'm not going to walk too far out on a limb, but you know one reason Shaka Smart won't get any traction at Texas if it's left to that group of boosters you just mentioned with McCombs and those guys? They're not real happy with having a strong black man as a basketball as a football coach. They'll be much happier with a guy who will smile and tell them what they want to hear and go along to get along.
You think Shaka Smart's personality is too strong?
Oh, absolutely. Those Texas boosters look at Shaka Smart, they see Barack Obama.
Hatfield, good gosh. You're so out of control.
I'm just telling you how it is.
A minute past the hour. Let's go back to our phones. Hatfield's totally out of control. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, Shano.
Hey, Shano, what's up, man?
Not much. Just a couple things here. Appreciate you coming on. I had some access when Coach Tindall was over there. Very unfortunate situation that got the coach's ass off. But the search firm, notice, the search firm made a great hire. I'm not giving Dick Hart the credit. I'm going with the search firm on this one because he would have totally screwed it up, I'm sure.
Oh, if Hart left to his own desires, there's no question. He gets credit because he was there when it happened. But as Bino likes to say, he's luckier than a dog with three weenies.
Yeah, Tony, was you hearing him under any heat or anything? Was he under the pressure to make a great hire?
Well, obviously.
He had a home run here.
Obviously.
He had to be, yeah.
But I don't think, I mean, the insiders I talk to tell me Dave Hart in a year won't be there. Either in his own accord at the league office, things are going to work itself out where he can get a job at the league office. Or this Lady Vol stuff's finally going to get him. But there's too many forces conspiring against Dave Hart. I've been around here a long time. He doesn't make it through another year here, I don't think.
Well, that's good news, but I'm very excited about Coach Barnes. I mean, just the loyalty to his staff saying, I'll go down with you. That means a lot. Not many of them guys left in that business.
It's no. And you know what? How many opportunities are we going to have? How many opportunities are we going to have to get a chance to sign a guy, to acquire a guy with that deal? How?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great hire. I mean, and they're going to win. They're going to win in the SEC because he's going to get players that are, he's going to be knocking Kentucky's door down a little bit, and they're not going to like it.
Hmm. There's no question.
Great hire by the search firm, not Dick Hart.
Not a big fan of his, huh?
Not at all. And I appreciate you on here again. I'll tell Mr. Basketball to tune it in. I don't know what he's doing right now, but I'll get him on here.
I love old Mr. Basketball. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Think about it this way. I'm just sitting here. I've got Channel 10 on with the sound off, Tony. They just showed, the picture of the day at the ACC tournament. He jumped in Dean Smith's space, which is still classic. But something just dawned on me. We're talking about getting players. Think about it this way, Tony. You know they always talk about these off-season skills camps that the shoe companies run now, where an NBA player runs them? Obviously, LeBron's LeBron James's is the most prestigious one. You know what the second most prestigious one of those is, Tony? The Kevin Durant Skills Academy. You know who loves Rick Barnes? Kevin Durant. You think he might give some of those kids a heads up that, hey, the guy at Tennessee is a pretty good coach? I'll take a guess. The answer to that will be yes.
What a weird week. Did that happen in 4 days, or am I imagining something?
Oh, probably less than that, Tony. And put it this way, if Dave Hart told me he only vetted Rick Barnes for 3 hours, I won't complain about that.
Well, no, you don't vet him, as you said.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony, Keith, it's JM.
Hey, JM, welcome, buddy.
This is a great day. I'm feeling like we stumbled onto something here. 100% behind this.
Well, I guess, JM, what I'm not seeing is, what's the downside here?
Other than maybe some of the Fulmer comparisons I can see, but it's not anything to Fulmer's level. I mean, they went to the tournament last year. And if you look at his, didn't they make the tournament his last 4 seasons?
And it's not football. That's the other thing.
Last year was it. Not this past year. Not this year. Not the previous year. The year before is the year they missed the tournament.
Okay.
It's not football. That's the thing. People can't. It's not football.
The goal here is not let's go win a national title next year. We've got to fortify the roster. We've got to get some players in here. We needed a grown man to take this job that's been around the business that the NCAA and the Regal Society is not going to try to bury. And it's the perfect hire. I was so tired of, I'm sure the guy, Stephen F. Austin, is a nice coach, but he's been there 2 years. That would have been a wait and see. You know, Will Wade, and a lot of these guys. I'm just glad we got out of that. I'm glad we got somebody that, and I just don't think we could have done any better. If there was a better option out there, I'd like to see it.
Oh, Tennessee's in the club now. I got news for everybody. Now, granted, it's a membership contingent on our coach right now, but Tennessee's in the club now, guys. I mean, Barnes, and those guys, the Coach K's and all those guys, the Boeheims and all those guys, they love Rick Barnes. I mean, Barnes, they see Barnes as being one of them. He's part of the club. We don't have to worry about, oh, how we're perceived or this, that, or the other. I mean, as long as Rick Barnes is the coach here, Tennessee's in the club.
There's still going to be a small percentage of Konzo and Pearl wackos, but I think this is a hire that can bring us all back together and get Thompson Bowling back the way it was 5 or 6 years ago. I think everybody's behind this. And listen, him being from this area, people can say what they want, but that matters. Around here, that matters.
Well, there's no question. He's
a big part
he's
of it,
one of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, and look, the last 4 years, I haven't done much. I don't think I did any road games. And, I mean, I was one of these guys that even in the Buzz Peterson days, I was there every time the arena was open. But I kind of got out of a lot of that the last 3 or 4 years, and I look forward to getting back to, you know, going on road trips with Bino and some of these other guys that I really hadn't seen a lot the last few years because there was nothing to be excited about.
Well, and my takeaway message today is the program is a living, breathing, real, solid entity again.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we could say that, a half a decade, really, because that last year of Pearl had sucked the life out of the program. There was no program then. Conzo Martin never had a program. They didn't start playing until we made everybody mad with the petition. Whoever started the petition made everybody mad. You know.
What are some fifth-year transfers or some guys we might be looking at Hatfield?
I mean, it'll still be a while because you still got to get grades in and get that. But Tyler Harris is by all accounts, either graduated or will graduate from Providence and be eligible. Damian Lee announced today that he's going to play his final year somewhere else other than Drexel. So, I mean, there's two guys right there that would come in and immediately be starters for at least two-thirds of the teams in the SEC. And Tobias Harris, by all accounts, enjoyed his time here. He's been close with every coach since Bruce left. I mean, he reached out and he was friendly with Conzo. He was the same with Donnie. I can't imagine why on earth he certainly wouldn't have kind of the same relationship with Coach Barnes, and that can't hurt.
You think Barnes will have any interest in Schofield or what was the other guy we had coming in?
Shimbari Phillips.
What's the deal on those two, you think?
I don't mean to diminish those young men. I'll be stunned if Rick Barnes doesn't recruit.
That's
right,
kinda what I thought.
And if he doesn't do it this off season, you can be certain he will in the fall. So those guys may see the handwriting on the wall. Even if they're not recruited over this cycle, they may go ahead and pursue other opportunities because I can't see. Certainly Schofield, maybe Phillips. I don't see Schofield being here long term. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he comes in. He's an all conference player, but I don't see it.
He has a great name, man. Admiral's just a great name.
It's really cool.
I think Shimbari's a great name. If we're looking for names, we got the right guys.
Yeah, those are Rivals top 10 McDonald's All American name guys.
They really are, with dreads, as Swaney likes to say. You got to have dreads.
All right, guys. It's a good day.
Thank you. I've got a guy here that wants to come on now. We've been texting back and forth. And he wants to come on and say a word to us. And, you know, one of the great highlights of this year, and I'll always, always, always remember this year of doing this show, Keith, was the relationship that we were able through the program to develop, and it happened not on the Daily Show, but it happened on the Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics Tennessee Basketball Overtime, and just the way that Justin Phelps embraced the common fan. It'll always be appreciated by me. It'll never be forgotten by the living fan. And Justin texted me a little while ago and told me he got some tough news, and he wants to come on and say a few words. And Justin, a.k.a. Big Gulp, I want you to know, man, that we love you. You're one of us. We consider you one of us, and we appreciate you in this radio family. I want you to know that.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I wanted to come on and say hello to everyone and thank everyone. I know there was a Save Big Gulp movement on Twitter for a while, and I appreciate that. That means the world to me. I have loved my time at Tennessee, even though it was a short one. This is a great town. It's a great university, and I couldn't be more thrilled to have been here and been a part of it. I think UT made a great hire in Rick Barnes, who's going to do tremendous things. And I think, everyone needs to get behind him and, his new staff and players. I think it's a bright day for the Balls, and I'm excited for him.
I know you were kind of holding out hope that you might have a spot on the staff. And I know it's a part of the business, and you stick around your business long enough, you'll go through this. How tough was it or is it for you right now, Justin?
Well, it stinks because, unfortunately, part of the business is you've got to move several times and, uproot your family. you know, so that stinks a little bit. I was excited about the future of Tennessee. I would hope to have been a part of it with Coach Barnes. I would have loved to have had a spot on his staff, but I also understand it literally is part of the business where a new coach comes in. He's got to bring in his own people, and I know his staff means the world to him, as you saw at Texas. And so, while it's hard for me, I completely understand, and I hold no ill will against him. But I do appreciate the time I've had here.
If Tennessee was to come to you, Justin, and say to you, hey, you know, we've noticed that you've been able to cultivate a real following for us, for you, for what you're doing. You've been a great ambassador in the community, which you've been a tremendous ambassador. I had somebody with the Vol Network that I communicate with told me the other day, you're by far the best operations person they've ever dealt with, and it's not even close. And that's pretty high praise. I think you're pretty well thought of. If somebody approached you with something that was, say, outside of the realm of basketball but was connected to the university, would you consider it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd consider it in a heartbeat because I, you know, like I said, I love being here. My wife loves Knoxville. I think the fans are incredible. I would love to stay on and do that. But if that doesn't happen, I'm completely understanding of that fact, and you know, we'll move on to the next thing.
Any irons in the fire? Any oars in the water right now for you?
Well, yeah. There's a couple things that have come along already. You know, job situations, and so. You know, we'll let it all play out. The Final Four this weekend will be big, and we'll figure out, you know, what's the best option moving forward, you know, over the next week or so, and then, you know, we'll make a decision at that point. I can tell you I'm going to miss, you know, if things don't work out here in Knoxville, I'm going to miss listening to the show. Hatfield and Bino and even TR with his rants. I appreciate all those guys. those guys are fun. Those guys are, you know, it's great. I love the Twitter stuff. I think that stuff is hilarious. You know, I embrace that, and I appreciate the fans embracing me. No one had more fun this year as a member of Tennessee than I did.
You know, I really believe that, because we could always tell after games when you were out of the shower. And we knew, and the thing that I knew is that you were enjoying, you know, Donnie had told me along the way this year, he said, you know, it just blows my mind how great the level of interest is in the basketball program here.
Sure.
Let me ask you something, Justin. Were you expecting that coming in? Because you were at South Carolina before. You were around the Southeast before. Were you expecting that, or did Knoxville sneak up on you? How much people love it here?
Well, I knew that in football the passion was huge, and that, you know, Knoxville is known as a great college town, but I was not expecting the level of interest in basketball. And I would say, you know, I haven't been here in the past, but you know, I would say some people here, you know, that are fans of the university consider this year's attendance numbers to be smaller than usual. And that maybe it was a down year, but we still finished, I think, 13th in attendance. And that's pretty incredible to see that. And I thought the fans were great. And I think there's a really incredible future ahead for UT basketball.
I would hope, and here's what I know about you, and I'm going to write something on my blog tomorrow about this. I've made a note to write something. I'm going to write a note of thanks to you, but I'm also going to put it out there because a lot of powerful people read that daily blog, and what a blessing that is to have that forum. And Keith and myself are both going to write something tomorrow, but I was planning on writing tomorrow a note of thanks to you, and I'll say it here to you. In your business, people are, I don't want to say hard to find, but when you find them, I think you got to embrace them, and you got to encourage them. And, you know, Justin, I don't know what God has for you. I don't know where you're going to end up. If you stay here, and hopefully something works out for you here or you go, I encourage you to keep being who you are and not change and just keep enjoying people and enjoying the community. That day you came out a couple weeks ago and watched the NCAA tournament with us, man, I had so many great comments from people thought it was so neat that a staff member would just come out and hang out with the common fan, watch games, not drink a beer, watch games, hang out, talk, tell some stories. I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, man. There's something infectious about you. The way you embrace the whole big gulp thing, just a lot of fun. You made this season a whole lot of fun for me. And this season really was really trying, I know, on all of us. But man, you, and Keith will echo this, on the post game, the couple times you joined us after some of those wins on the road and sharing some stories with us, I'm telling you, man, if I live to be 100, I'll never forget it.
Hear, hear.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. If there's anything we can do for you, just feel free to reach out. You got my number, Tony. I appreciate you.
Do you have any swag or balls or anything? I'm just messing with you. Hey, listen.
if anyone can wear a 4X, just reach out to me.
He's the best. I love the gulp. Viva the gulp. Viva.
Thanks, man.
Justin, how will your and Keith Hatfield's on the way out, how will your Cincinnati Reds do with opening weekend right around the corner, and why doesn't it begin in Cincinnati anymore with the parade and then the 1 o'clock start? It's a disgrace.
What a lost tradition of starting baseball in Cincinnati.
Yes.
People don't understand that it's a holiday in Cincinnati. We used to not go to school. Everyone would ditch class. We'd go down to the Finley Market Parade. You'd eat some Skyline or Gold Star, whichever you prefer, and then go down to the game and watch it. I think the Reds are very underrated this year. I think they're going to be pretty good. I still think their pitching is not as bad as people think. And now they've got Marlon Byrd in the lineup. I think they're going to be pretty good.
And win total, you're expecting what? Make the playoffs? What are you guys expecting?
I got them at 88 wins, making the wild card, making one of the two wild cards.
Hatfield, do you find that a realistic expectation from Justin Phelps?
As long as everyone's healthy, as you saw last year, I mean, they were just so wrecked with the injuries last year. If they're healthy most of the year and Joey Votto's back to being Joey Votto and Jay Bruce bounces back from what I think is going to be an anomalous season for him, certainly, I mean, that division, there are no powerhouses in that division. That's a division where everybody's pretty equal. There's not a single team in that division that would stun me if they won the division.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good division, but it's not, you know, there's not a team that's going to be far and away better. And we'll go as far as Joey Votto takes us in terms of if he's hitting, it makes the whole lineup better. And I think Billy Hamilton has got to avoid the sophomore slump and be able to get on base.
I saw Billy Hamilton right here in Smokies Park in the minor leagues, the fastest guy I've ever seen in my life, maybe, on any field.
Quick.
I mean,
he's
wow.
Quick.
Wow. Phelpsy, thanks, man. We'll be in touch.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, bye.
Hatfield, your thoughts on Justin coming on? He said he wanted to thank the fans. I said, are you sure today? He said, yes, I'm listening on the app. I want to thank the fans.
That is no surprise to me at all, Tony. That's someone who, at a place that has been used by a cash register by a lot of people in the last 10 or 15 years, actually showed up here, was glad to be here, put in the work here, got out, became part of the community, and I'll put it this way. This community found a place for a guy who got himself fired here about 3 or 4 years and found him a pretty good job. And I don't think, to my knowledge, I don't know that Hackney ever filled that position. So here's a guy who didn't get himself fired, who has shown up. Well, I think you see where I'm going, Tony. I would like to think that we kind of take care of our own around here.
I think it's incredible that he would just come on with the spirit and attitude that he came on with today, and it's just
he's got every reason to be angry as hell. Certainly, there's not a hint or anything, and certainly that he's done anything wrong. And that's a lousy position to be in. Like I said earlier, I can relate to that. It's a lousy position to be in.
That's why what's really interesting, and I blame Tindall for the recklessness, obviously. But when those guys turn state's evidence on him, and I say those guys because Adam Howard has too now, who was jettisoned off the staff back in December. Yeah, he added a little testimony. He's the one they found out about the account where they deleted the emails from. Justin Howard turned.
I'm pretty sure Wade O'Connor and Adam Howard will be working at basketball camps at UAB and Middle Tennessee State in the offseason.
Wade O'Connor, in doing what he did, wrecked a lot of lives, man. It's really, that's the other side of that business that we don't think about as fans. But it's an interesting deal. It really is. I want to save the Gulp. I say give Gulp the vote. I don't say that in a dismissive or hint of comedy manner. I say that as a matter of saying, Justin Phelps, listening right now, I meant what I said. I 1,000% salute you. From my lips to God's ears, I salute you. We need people like you in this community.
Well, I'll put it this way. I guarantee the company that hired Mark Pankratz is glad they made the deal they made and kept him around here. You think that guy's not an asset?
Gulp's getting an outpouring of love right now on my Twitter timeline as well. He should.
Absolutely. Well, you've been doing this how long, Tony?
20 plus years.
Okay, I'm 43, 4 or 5 years here or there I was gone, so I've been around here pretty much 30 plus years at least. There's not been a guy the entire time the head coaches have an impetus or a motivation to get out and be part of it because, you know, that when you have a three or four game losing streak, it's a lot easier for people to cut a guy some slack that's the guy I had a beer with out at Roosters or something. There's really nothing in it for Justin Phelps other than he likes people. I mean, the operations guy, it's not like, by getting out in the community, suddenly the operations guy is going to be the head coach in 2 years. It doesn't work that way. This is a guy who's just a good guy, period.
Big Gulp, Fred X just said, number Big Gulp, I need the 4XL UT gear. That is terrible. You're rummaging over Big Gulp's clothes. His body's not even cold yet.
Over at UT. That, Tony, because not to make Dave Hart even angrier at me and give away a dirty little secret, he'll be giving away all the Adidas stuff in about 3 weeks anyways.
Boy, that is really true.
They got to get rid of it.
Let me go back to Twitter here, and this sounds like it could be a Jamie tweet, but it's from a guy named Bradley Barrett, and Bradley says, shocked you haven't noticed Barnes' body of work the last 5 years, just awful with that loaded roster, really bad. What gives? Keith, why haven't we noticed his body of work the last 5 years? Could it be that our program was on death's doorstep? Could it be that the last 5 years of what this guy calls awful would be what we would call meritorious of a raise? Could it be that in the last 5 years, he's coached more NBA basketball players than we've had in the last 25 years? I mean, could that be, are a few of those factors? Could it also be, Bradley, that he has been beset by early defections from his roster and recruiting over his roster? And Keith, you talked about that earlier, and elaborate.
Well, when you keep having turnover, when you have an Avery Bradley go pro before you expect to, you have a Corey Joseph lead. I mean, when you recruit a guy and you think, okay, he's a 1 or 2 year guy, and then you do a good job or whatever happens, or you showcase him or whatever, and he leaves a year early, that leaves a hole in your recruiting. I mean, it's hard. I mean, the only guys you can really recruit one and done and have any kind of backup plan for is at Duke or Kentucky. Where you recruit, and that's how Cal ended up in the situation he's in now. He didn't expect all those guys to be back, so he ends up having to go, okay, well, we're going to play some sort of bizarre platoon system and play in units. So, sure, they've put some guys in the NBA. I don't know how, they've had good talent. I'm not sure Texas has had anything lately I would call really loaded. I mean, Miles Davis is going to go, or whatever his name is, the kid that's there now that just declared for the draft. Miles Davis is at Xavier. Miles Turner. He's going to declare for the draft, and somebody's going to draft him high. In 5 years, I wouldn't be surprised if he's out of the league. I mean, that's purely on projection. I mean, what did he do this year? I mean, people look and say, oh, so-and-so got drafted. Well, Daniel Orton was a first-round NBA draft pick. Does anybody think Daniel Orton could really play? I mean, they've had good teams, and certainly Texas. I'm not saying Texas shouldn't have gotten past the first weekend sometime in the last 4 or 5 years. They should have. Now, Rick Barnes is probably the first person to tell you that. But acting like they've been running these grand rosters out here, I just don't think that's accurate.
Hatfield, give me a final word here on this historic day in Tennessee basketball history.
Well, Tennessee's never hired a coach remotely this accomplished in basketball. As we said, we talked earlier on the other show, probably Bruce Pearl or Kevin O'Neill is the next most accomplished coach that Tennessee's ever hired. And coming here, that was both, we hired them both on the strength of them making the Sweet 16 once. So I think it's pretty, if Rick Barnes just does what Rick Barnes has done and what people are talking about being his declining years, Tennessee's just hired a coach that's going to outperform the history of Tennessee basketball by a wide margin.
I don't know if people understand what you just said, but that is so true. Now, there are people that are going to tell us, you guys are idiot sheep. This guy got fired from his job. Hey, the guy got fired from his job. I'm not going to deny that. You're not going to deny that, are you?
Well, no, but I do think there's context there in that he only got fired from his job because he allowed himself to be fired from his job. I mean, if he really wanted to be the basketball coach at Texas, he'd still be the basketball coach at Texas. I mean, Russell Springman, Rob Lanier, and Chris Ogden would be looking for jobs, but if he were that dead set on still being the coach at Texas, he would be. He obviously wasn't.
That really is true. You know that?
Yeah. Well, maybe he was as tired of them as they were of him.
Wow.
Comfortable exits work both ways, Tony.
Mm.
Sometimes you get someplace and you stay there. Bob Knight said in his most recent book he did, two biggest mistakes he ever made was A, not leaving Indiana when they changed presidents, and B, not taking the Tennessee job when it was offered to him when Bruce Pearl took it here.
Not taking the Tennessee job was a mistake?
Second biggest regret of his career. Most recent book he did called The Power of Negative Thinking.
Thank you, Hatfield. Love you.
No problem, Tony. Talk to you soon.
I want to say this to you. On the way out here, Woody Page said it best today. He said, Rick Barnes, and by the way, Woody Page is a Tennessee graduate, if I'm not mistaken. He said Woody Page went from the little orange to the big orange. Love you. Hope you have a great day. Have a good evening. See you tomorrow at Hardee's, West Knoxville.
Hanging, and they put you on a string. We'll be right back. is a hot cause, a movie stars. On the other hand, might have to pay some dues. Oh, it don't matter. It don't matter. As long as you do what you want, you got to do what you want. Listen now, if you think that, you think that life is so hard, you gotta take a lesson from your heart. I'll do what you want, girl. Got to do you well. And if you've been done, what you already know, I know you know it, girl. Got to do your will, got to do it. It all comes down to you, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, long as it's you, cause it's everything, it's everything. And love is a way. Say love is a way. That love, 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 love is the only way to do what you want. You got to do it, got to do it.
A song from our Band and Luncheonette album.
Everyone stopped to stare at the technical emotion.